amazing women.
Blog Talk Radio.
But today it's all women, so we sold out to Jesus.
Yes.
God knows how we do it.
Yes.
So God is good. All the time.
All the time.
And all the time,
God is good.
Yes.
And I want to say something
ahead,
before
Kelly.
We start the show. We have some faithful audience, you
we
know
do.
That?
We do.
And last week,
what happened?
Well, you know how I forgot to let people know that there was no show. And two people showed up to the show, and they call me, and they're like, where are you at? We're outside.
Yeah, because we were at the hospital.
Yeah,
okay.
And I was like, really, I couldn't even talk. I was coughing so bad, but I'm healed in the name of Jesus. So I have a gift for our faithful audience.
Oh, you're so awesome.
She comes right now. We give it to her. One for you, one for Sally. And I just want to say that we thank you for your faithfulness.
Yes.
And I'm like, Lord, I got to bless my sisters. They're so faithful audience. They were here, so I think they deserve a gift.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. High five,
yes. And it's Glamware from Vivica.
Live, this beautiful Glamware that they represent here, that we represent here.
Yes.
Look at this, America.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Files.
I mean, blend out Glamware.
Yes.
You can do your water. You can do your grape juice. You
orange
can do
juice.
Okay. Okay. Yes. You can do whatever you choose to do.
Yes.
This is so beautiful.
I have mine right here.
Yes, sir. That's Laura's.
It's our initials. She'll
this
do it with your initials.
Turn that around so y'all can see it. Okay. But this is what's going on.
Yes.
And I just think it's so awesome.
I just have to let people know we have a faithful audience.
Beautiful,
so
Galise. Do they have the same glass?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because I was going to show some different stuff.
Yes.
Those are beautiful.
Yes.
So now, Galise, you and Miss Sally can toast to the boogie.
Yes.
So God is good. Good morning, Brother Harry Ortiz.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? Harry is where at? Where's Harry?
I mean, no, Connecticut.
Connecticut. And that is Jalisa's brother-in-law, right? That is so awesome. So we got family way over there, way over here, and that's just amazing. So
I have family in Nuevo Laredo. Buenos días, familia. Si están viéndome hoy, esta mañana o más tarde. Muchas gracias por escucharnos. And gloria a Dios, los amamos y gracias por escuchar.
See, I didn't even have to say, Laura, say good morning to your people.
She already knows what's up.
There may be a little cough. Y'all pray for us because, you know, we just kind of going through.
And I talked to Harry a couple of days ago, and or 3 or 4 days ago, and he's dealing with it too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So it's a little bit of everywhere.
Yes.
It's in the wind, but that's okay. We are covered by the blood, and that's what we're going to talk about today because our topic is so amazing because it's paid in full. Yes, because Christ, He did it all for us.
That's right.
You know, and as I, you know, sit in the midst of people, because that's what we do in the marketplace, and you hear people always speaking and complaining about just anything and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Lord, have mercy. You know, they really don't understand the depth that everything that we have is already done.
Yeah.
It's paid in full. And Christ did that for us. And our key scripture today is Galatians 3. So, y'all know how we do it. So, Laura.
Yes.
Yes. So, we want to say good morning to our Auntie Michelle family. Good morning. I really can't see my people, but I want to say good morning, everybody. I love y'all with the love of the Lord and just love. Period.
Yes.
And thank y'all for tuning in. I know Farrah D. Robinson is out there somewhere. I know she is because she tunes in and we just be hanging out.
Yes.
So we're going to get into the Word of the Lord today and talk about some amazing thing and another great announcement that we have, our amazing art gallery. We're so excited about this beautiful art gallery that is here at the Mansions on Park Road. And I'm just in awe of what God is doing in this season for his amazing men and women and people that really want to do life and do it more abundantly. Yes! So, Laura.
Yes. God's love letters,
which is
fire.
Yes.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre. And it's Galatians 3, verses 13 to 15. It's versos, el capítulo 3, versos 13 a 15. And it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by being made a curse for us, as it is written. Curse is everyone who hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Amen, amen, amen. So listen, what's so amazing about being paid in full, this scripture breaks it down to the nearest compound, and it tells us that since Christ did do these things for us, I just love the word of God because he's so specific how he said in 13 that Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. So that was one of the reasons that the word became flesh, so that we were a people that we was all over the place. We had a lot of issues. We really did, and we still do today.
Yes.
I mean, really, we do. Because of Christ coming to do that, we may be redeemed.
Yes.
And that we may have everlasting life, because he, cursed is he that hung on the tree. That's what
yes.
this word says.
That's right.
So he bore our sins and our iniquities and
yes.
everything
yes.
that we couldn't do.
Yes.
He did it on the cross.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, he did it.
Woo!
And I'm just so excited, and that we may receive the blessings of Abraham.
Yes.
I mean, all the promises that are in this book, y'all know we talked about that last week. It's over 3,573 promises. And y'all like, Hamala, how do you remember that? Because I made sure I want you to remember that.
Yes.
How many promises God has,
yes.
not just for me, but even though I take it personal,
yes.
it's my own personal
right.
place to say, if, and, you know, I just encourage people, even if you ain't going to go and find your 3,000, just find you one.
Yes.
Just find you one to hang on to. But the reality of it is, that Christ did this,
yes.
that we may achieve the promise and to be able to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And since he has done so over 2,000 years yes. ago, it's been over 2,000 years.
Yes.
That's how long we've had the promise. So people are still walking around saying, I don't know, and I can't, and I'm still waiting. Mm-hmm. What? Y'all better, like Mike say, come on. And get what God has for you.
It's done already.
Yes, and God is so good to us. And I mean, anyone, I mean, you have to think about it.
Thank you, Lord.
Would you, yes. die for your friend? Or would you die for the world? Would you die even for your children? And most people say, yeah, I will. I will die for my children. And most of us will. We really will.
Yes.
But would you die for the world?
Yes.
You know, that's how much he loved us.
Yes.
You know, and we will be persecuted, you know, verbally. You know, a lot of times, you know, people put their mouth on people because when you're radical and you're sold out for the kingdom,
yes.
you do look a little strange.
Okay?
But it's okay. Because can you imagine that all the, you know, things that Christ went through when people was like, they even said he was the devil and he was here to save the lost, you know.
And he got tortured slowly, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
what he went through in the cross, and it was tortured slowly.
Yeah.
And it's like, he did that for us?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He did it for you, Laura. He did it for me.
Yes, and you, and you, and you, and you.
Yes, it's so awesome that he would do that and for us.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful, you know, and we haven't always been here in this place of
that's right.
gratefulness.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But when you get to that place and you arrive,
yes.
and you really know that Christ loved you just that
mm-hmm.
much, that he paid it in full so that we don't have to do that.
Yes.
And a lot of people are still trying to fix it, still trying to work it out, still trying to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this show is about today.
Yes.
For, you know, for those that kind of struggle a little
yes.
bit, because we all,
yes.
you know, have
our moments. Yeah.
So what would you like to say?
Well, I'm just excited because God just, what he did for us and how he did it, I'm just, you know how he said we become peculiar? People.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very radical for him,
yeah.
and I don't care what people think or say, because the way I see it, I see people in the world, how they react towards a football, well, I'm going to say it again, a football game, mm-hmm. a baseball game. They paint their stomach and face and banners and pom-poms and I've seen guys with the bellies painted, and they're
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
And the world seems like it's cool.
Yeah.
That's why I'm radical for Jesus.
Right.
I'm bold about wearing my T-shirts. See your T-shirts today?
Oh, yes, today. That Jesus Christ, okay, will change your life.
Will change your
and
life.
He will do that.
Yes.
He will do that.
And this is from Scott Hinkle. He came to City Chapel Church this Sunday, and he's in a outreach evangelist that goes to the Mardi Gras every year, and he's sold out for Jesus.
Isn't that awesome?
He is so sold out, and he loves Jesus, and he tells the whole world. He prays. He has intercessors at the Mardi Gras every year they go, and miracles are taking place, so I just thank God for him.
Amen.
He's another one that's radical and sold out, and he don't care what people think.
That's right. Well, you can't care. Because, you know, listen, I was listening to our apostles teach on how, you know, you can only be offended by people that you really care about,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when you're a lover of people, you know, but you have to kind of get callous yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put on the armor,
yeah.
you know, and you have to still do the work of the Father because
mm-hmm.
you will be, you know, talked about. You
yeah,
get
yeah,
that,
it's okay.
Yeah, but it's okay.
So when you know who you are,
come on now.
And you start some stress, oh,
y'all know how she do it. I just love it, though. So we had a lot of transition going
yes.
on. The first of the year. I mean, God just been having us all. And I know you guys do, right? In just a place of, like, moving. But this is a year of God's people.
Yes.
Be mindful
yes.
that this is your year.
Yes.
So you have to say, you know what, God, everything that you have for me,
yes.
I want it.
Yes.
And you have to pull it out.
I want it all.
Yes, we just are here today to encourage you
yes.
to know that Christ paid the price.
Yes, he did.
He paid it for you that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
That's right.
You may receive all 3,000 promises that are in this book. So go in and read it and check it out for yourself
yes.
and hear what God is saying to you today.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you know what? Because there's nothing you can do about tomorrow because it is gone.
That's right.
But you can do it today.
Today. That's right.
Because today, and you know, a lot of people's like, that's like, there they go. Today is the day the Lord has made. But really, we are glad in it.
Yes.
We sold out.
We'll rejoice
yes.
in that.
Yes. We're so excited about how glad we are
yes.
about this new day. You know, and we know that circumstances come.
Oh, yes.
They're going to come, but you just got to say, you got to get your armor on and pull your sword.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your
karate out. Trust God and stand on his promises.
Yes. Yes. Say, no matter what it looks like, I know that you got my back, Lord.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And know it. And I'm telling you, the wind comes and it blows really hard. Speaking of the wind.
Because God's doing great things at City Chapel,
amen.
And I had to go share some stuff, some blessings that are coming to us at City Chapel. And I stopped at the Exxon
mm-hmm.
for gas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was singing, pumping gas, worshiping God, talking to myself and God. I know people were looking at me, it doesn't matter. But anyway, I was praising God. And
ooh.
The wind shut the door. The wind was so heavy, it just shut the door. And I went, oh, my keys were inside. One second, I wanted to get upset.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm not, because I was worshiping God.
Yeah.
I said, no. It was drizzling a little bit. My phone was in there. My purse was in there. Everything was in there. So I went inside the gas station. I told the lady, can I borrow your phone? I need to call my house. I was there. I called the house. No answer. Nobody ever answered.
Wow.
I said, well, I guess I'm not too far from the church. I'll just walk. And I had to, you know, I had to. Get to the church. So I get to the church, walking, praising God. And they gave me a ride.
How far was it, Laura?
It was not that far. Just like one exit.
Oh, you had to walk a whole exit.
Yeah, like one, yeah.
On the service
yeah.
road?
Well, yeah, on the service road. I was good. So God protected me.
Of
I was
course.
Praising God. And I'm not going to get upset. I got there, and I'm smiling. They're like, where are you going? Where are your keys? I was like, open them up. And then I told them, I go, oh, my goodness. But they took, well, Papa Moya, he took me to go get my keys and Mama Moya. And I was still praising God, and I was laughing and just praising God.
Well, let that be the reason.
And I said, damn, what are you going to give me double for my trouble?
So, no matter how the wind blows. Okay? That's so awesome.
Yes,
that, you know, it's all about, it's not really what's going to come your way. It's all about how you're going to react to it, you know, because the enemy will use anything. He don't care. He will use anything. And, you know, a lot of times you want to get upset and get the spirit off that. You ain't going to be able to hear from God if you're standing about that. So one thing I would like to say to you, though, is isn't it amazing how you could you see your growth?
Yes.
At that moment.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I
can't. Before, I would have been not answering. I'm telling you, this is an emergency. I'm not lying. I probably would have been telling myself off or leaving the keys in there.
Yeah.
I didn't know the wind was going to shut the door.
Right.
I mean, who knows? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I used to have a temper, so thank you, Jesus.
That is awesome. So situations can mirror us.
Yes.
So it could be good, bad, or indifferent.
Yes.
You know? So it's just all about how you want to see yourself.
Yes.
In any transition.
Yeah.
Anything.
And this here is God's mirror. It's love letters. It's what brings the healing, the manifestation, the change, everything in your life.
Isn't that awesome?
And it's a daily walk. A daily walk.
It really is. It really is. It really is. So I was just trying to think of my mindset of really knowing that I'm changed.
Yes.
And I think it's because the first place my deliverance was the tongue.
Yes.
James chapter 3, y'all, for me. Okay? So when I could, like, wait a minute, you know, and not react and just take a time out before I speak.
Yes.
That's when I knew.
Because
I'd be like, you know, to react, you know, like normally you would say, be upset, going off on people not answering. And I have really learned that when you take a time out and you shift yourself, and then you can even be grateful in a circumstance like you were, walking from another exit, praising the Lord, because God will give you a time for him and you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I know you're not picking cherries for time, but you make time for him. But we just have to, you know, examine ourselves to see where are we really going in this place of being paid in
full. Yes.
You know, and knowing that God has really done a great work for us, through us, and in us. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And we have to be, because sometimes we're the only Christ that people will see.
Yes.
Especially the people in the world that ain't thinking about no church. They not even trying to go, you know what I'm saying, or get involved. And a lot of times because there's so much hurt.
That's right.
And people that have offended them or looked at them a certain way or said certain things when
that's
they go
right.
or, you know, because people do that in the church.
Yes,
and we have to know that the church is a hospital.
It is a hospital. That's right.
It
that's
is.
Right. And a lot of times, just like I used to think, before I got delivered and healed, I used to think church, you had to be perfect to be in the presence of God, to be there. I didn't think I was worthy, and then, of course, a lie from the enemy. But now I know.
That's it.
And some people don't know yet.
That's true.
Yes.
But once you really receive and 100% of who Christ is for you, then you will know.
No.
It's so important that you know that. And
if you have praying grandma, grandpapa, grandma, mama, you will know.
because you was already covered by the blood.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I've done some dumb stuff, and I still do some crazy kind of crazy stuff, but not in a I don't care way, you know, because I do care, you know.
Right.
So you just have to be mindful, America, where you are going, you know, because this is a new year, it's a new season, and we're concentrating on a new you.
Yes.
Because it's so important.
Yes.
So, you know, we are not on our blog this morning because something is, like, tripping. But we moving on.
Yes.
So,
we're just having some technical questions. We're on. I just love it. Okay, so we're gonna go to commercial on our blog show because we like. I know y'all was like, "Where's the music?" You know, y'all like, we like. Okay, so we're gonna
Oh, wow. So we got a
Let this be a lesson to you that you should not
today.
Judge a book by its cover. This is a true story. Said I got plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished yet. Plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished. I'm a piece of art, a work in progress. A few flaws that only my God can solve. So people say that they don't understand me. He's not through with me, no, I'm not ready. You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
Cause by his stripes,
all the things that made me stronger.
But I know that all that I go through, the glory goes to you. I've been redeemed by grace and mercy, yeah.
No, this is wrong, I'm trying to move on. I'm better than I was,
because I ain't through. Is that all right if I'm real with you?
Plenty more work to do.
Yes, it is.
God ain't through.
Yes,
they looking at you wrong.
Oh.
You tell them you evolve. You're better than you was. Cause God ain't through with me.
I'm just simply saying that God is not finished with me yet.
Plenty more work to do.
Just have a little patience.
God ain't through with me.
Lord, you gave me chances.
Time and time again, you did.
I know there is repentance.
Though I know I shouldn't abuse it.
I feel this, I've been sentenced.
Even though there is no trial.
But still, you gave me favor.
Over my haters all the while.
You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
Cause by your shroud,
all the things that make me stronger.
Lord, I know that all that I go through, the glory goes to you. I've been redeemed by grace and mercy.
We don't take this wrong.
I'm trying to move on.
I'm better than I was.
Cause God ain't through.
Said it's plenty more, plenty more.
Plenty more work to do.
God ain't through.
Yes,
they looking at you wrong. You tell them you evolve. You're better than you was.
Cause
God ain't.
To the bridge.
Of the Word of God today, mm-hmm. And I believe that the next scripture is 1 Peter 2:24.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, God is so
false
good.
False love letters, which is
fire.
Yeah. Yes, yes. In 1 Pedro, capítulo 2, verso 24. And it says, he himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we be being dead to sin, to live unto righteousness. By his wounds you were healed.
Wow. Woo! Through him own self. We're not using bad English, just what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
Who his own self bore our sins.
Yes.
And I can say my sins.
Yes.
And I just thank you so much, God, for allowing your son to come and manifest here on this earth so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. And what's so amazing about this scripture here is not only that, but we're not just having it here. This is life eternal.
Yes.
And that's
really
the big picture. Is that because we all could have lived here and died and just not, you know, not ever lived again. But the thing about that is we transition from glory to glory.
That's right.
I thank God because he went to the cross. But while we are here, we can profess and claim the righteousness because by his stripes we are healed.
Yeah.
So I believe a lot of people really don't understand the fullness of that because, you know, of course, sickness comes and we have a living testimony here today. Mr. Jack is here at many facets today.
Not just because
of him having his own business here, but he is a walking testimony.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Even though the enemy tried to attack his body, but he knew who he was in Christ. And not only that, he is walking, manifested, healed, delivered, set free, and doing his own business.
Woo! So that is beautiful.
Yes. No matter how the enemy becomes, you have to hold on and say, hold on, I've been healed for 2,000 years.
That's right.
And God,
right.
I want my healing.
That's right.
And I want
that's
it today.
Right.
Now,
right.
A lot of times you have to go, God said, walk it out, but it's still yours.
Amen.
You know, and no matter how it looks or how it feels,
that's right.
Hold on to what God says in his word.
His word.
Those 3,573 promises.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to keep reminding y'all because that's how many it is. Woo. So get you one.
Yes.
Or two.
Yes.
I got 3,000. Okay. So it's a small blessing that we could do that. So next week we're going to talk about a miracle because we had some miracles take place this week. Hallelujah. So we're going to stretch that next week on the show next week. So those that's just leading up to say, oh, I can't wait to tune in next week to hear about the miracles that took place because we serve a God that still does miracles.
Mm-hmm.
So in this season, signs, miracles, and wonders are in the atmosphere. And we have to know supernaturally, we have to call them in.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
We do. We have to be bold enough to stand before the throne and say, Father, we need our miracle, and we want it right now.
And we're not asking, we're expressing.
Yes. Yes. And we have the authority to do that.
Yes.
And that's one of the things I know that makes God smile so
good.
So we already see that Miss Sally is not here today, but she is tuned in.
Yeah.
So, Miss Sally, you got to come and get your gift. Because Laura brought you a gift because you showed up last week when the miracle was taking place, so nobody knew about the miracle, and the miracle did happen.
Yes.
So you guys came, and we forgot about the natural because we was in the supernatural. Okay? So we just want to encourage you to come, and we'll probably see you next week with Sally.
Yeah.
So that'll be great. And if not, you can hook up with Sally.
Well,
she
might be coming to the show.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be Friday.
Yeah.
Live opening.
Yes. That is so awesome. So we just thank God for each and every one of you. And we pray that, you know, that you guys would have an open mindset to know that everything God has for you, it's already done. It's already done.
That's right.
You know.
It's not hecho. Ya está hecho todo. Everything.
Yes, because we be trying to do it ourselves, and we just be like, there's so much wasted energy trying to do stuff that God's already done for us.
That's right.
So we want to say good morning to Sherry Bronson. I just love that lady. She's so amazing.
Yes, she
and
is.
She's a totally sold out woman of God on a mission for the kingdom. Yes. But we just have to let the world know, and I'm sure they know, but we just going to let them know some more, okay,
yes.
Today, because that's what we do. So, Laura, what would you like to say this morning?
This morning, can I say it to my people?
Yes, you can.
Esta mañana nomás le quiero decir a mi gente que está escuchando la radio estación ahorita, muchas gracias por escucharnos y sigan leyendo la palabra de Dios que es lumbre y sus promesas son real, son para siempre. Y le pido a Dios que le siga dando fuerza a cada uno de ustedes y sus palabras es poder. Le doy gracias por cada uno de ustedes, por las promesas de Dios. Y oren por las personas, por sus familias. Si ahorita tienen personas o familias que tienen pelea en el mundo o problemas, acuérdense que con la palabra de Dios todo es posible. Todo, no nomás unas cosas, todo es posible. Se lo doy gracias a Dios que le dé fuerza a cada uno de ustedes, que le dé fuerza y esperanza, porque su palabra es esperanza. Y gracias por escucharnos, los amo mucho, les doy gracias y sigan orando por nosotras, ¿ok? Gloria a Dios.
Okay. Gloria a Dios. Laura, listen, I can feel you in that today. So that is beautiful. And thank you for your obedience and always pulling in who you need to pull in. Through what God has given you, and that you would give birth to that continually.
I just want to let people know that everybody's going through something, if it's here, if it's in Mexico, if it's around the world. But what's so beautiful to know that we have His promise. All things are possible.
All things.
And just to hold on and pray for others. And we need to pray and intercede for others that don't know how to pray or don't know who they are. We need to pray. We need to pray and intercede. And I just want to encourage everybody that God is hope.
He is the hope of the world.
Of the hope. And he got the whole world in his hands.
He does. And you really have to believe that.
Yeah.
And in this season, and in every season really, but particularly now because this is the season we're in, it's all about what you believe.
Yeah.
You know, and what are you believing today? Are you believing that God paid in full for you? Do you believe that? Or do you believe that that's just for some more people like Marlo and Laura? Because it is for us. But you have to know that it's for you too, you know, and that everything that God has for you, you can have it, and you can have it now. You don't have to wait for someday and any day. And right now, that's at Hebrews 11:1. And even sometimes, and this is what I love about the manifestation of what God promises us. When you get into a position of occupying until he comes, you will not realize that when it does come, that it was the time it was. You know, because you've been busy being about the Father's business and doing what you love and being sold out and walking it out. And then when it manifests, you'll be like, I'm telling you, you go into the Holy Ghost place. Are you saying God? Yes, and he'd be like, of course I'm there. I was serious when you asked me.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
But you know something that ministered to me a lot? I used to watch Billy Graham, and I remember one day he said, do you know that this world to God is like a speck in his eye?
It is.
Which, God is so big! God! And when he said that, I was like, oh, my gosh, you know? Why sometimes, I've done it in the past, I belittle God, and God's like, wait a minute, who am I? And then I remember Billy Graham, the world to me is like a speck in his eye, like, It's whatever it is, it's nothing for God because
that's
he's
it.
God Almighty.
That's it.
And so now I know I know he's a big God now, but I didn't know back then. But we're learning, you know.
But every day we tune into more depth.
Yes.
Every day as people of God, you know, and we're not supposed to know him fully.
Yes.
That's just, you know, but each day we become more groomed by the Holy Spirit to really know more of him.
Yes.
He gives us a little portion.
And we're under construction every day.
Yes.
We used to be, but we're still dealing with stuff.
And even though we are flesh, you know, and flesh does try to rise up, but when you go back into the spirit, you really are, then you put the flesh under subjection, and then it has to
fall down.
And when you can really master that, and I'm telling you, a lot of times things come up, I mean, big stuff.
Yes.
To where you be like, is God really there?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. But God was there all the time. And a lot of times it is to refine you for the next dimension.
Yes.
Because if you can't handle this right here,
yes,
you can't handle the next dimension. So a lot of it is a testing of our faith.
That's where we go from glory to glory.
Yes. And there is no testimony without a test.
Without a test.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. So I just thank God.
And you want a test, because guess what? If you don't, you will retake it.
Yes. Like you got deja vu. It just happened before. But you're like, yes, it did. Okay.
So.
I just like, I love that about him, because he's rarity, and that's the love of God. He's so awesome and wonderful. But you're right, beloved. Who wants to do a retake? I don't want a retake or a retest or a retrial. No, I'm going to hit the reset. Okay. And do it right.
And what it is, what he's doing at the time, he's just doing surgery in your heart,
yeah,
and he's bringing change and manifestation, and to bring him glory and honor. Because if we don't change some of the things that he's dealing with, then how can we glorify him? You know, and he wants us to be cleansed every day, to be holy as he's holy. You know.
Amen.
So
that's
I just thank God. You know, the song that crosses my mind right now in this scripture is I'll never know how much it costs.
Come on,
see,
man.
My sins.
Come on, man.
Upon that cross. It's like, I'll never know.
And we won't.
That's why I love him so much, and I just want to tell the whole world,
amen,
you know, to the day that he calls.
Yeah. That's so beautiful. That's
yeah,
so beautiful, Laura. And what a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Yeah, so y'all going to hear that all day in
yeah,
your spirit. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah.
So just go ahead and raise your hands and just surrender to that place of really never knowing, you know, how much it costs. Because we'll never know, you know. But we already know that
yes,
he did it, though, and he paid it in full. But we'll know never know the depth of it, you know. And we're not even supposed to know.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, God is a good God,
yes,
and he is worthy to be praised. So we're going to roll on to our scripture of the hour, and that is John 3:16.
Glory a Dios.
Glory a Dios.
God's love letters, which is
fire. Woo!
La palabra de Dios, que es lumbre. Y vamos a estar en Juan 3:16. For God so loved the world,
yes,
that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Isn't that beautiful? So
yes,
listen, that's the bottom line.
Yes.
Paid in full. And he did that so that we may have life,
yes,
and have it everlasting. And even in 17, for it says, for God was sent not only his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Okay? So everybody that's on this earth has an opportunity to believe. And that's what it's all about. What are you believing? Because he did that for us. And what I love about the John 3:16 scripture for me, my full revelation was that God so loved the world that he gave. So when you are loving people, that's kind of one of the things I love about you too, Lord. And Dali said, everybody here, we all have the attributes of Christ, which is I hardly ever see you guys ever come in any atmosphere without a gift. Ever.
We're blessed to be
blessed. Yes. Always have a gift. And that is the fullness of the representation of love, because that is the heart of God, you know. And it's so automatic for you all,
yes,
when you do it, to where I was, when we were at the hospital last week, of course, Susan came because she wanted you guys to come, but everybody was going through.
Yes.
Which was good because of the situation. It seems to be that way.
Yes.
So she was like, do you guys need anything? So I was like, no, we don't. So later on I remembered, oh, well, we're hungry. We're real hungry. So I was trying to figure out where we could go, and I didn't want to leave. So I said, well, because, you know, when you leave, you got to pay parking, and you got to come back and park, got to pay again. So I said, let me call her back. So I called her back, and I said, hey, can you stop at that Boston Market? So she was like, sure, will I just order what you want? So we ordered. This is so funny. So when I ordered the food, I was trying to pay for it, and it would take none of my cards because the lady was like, can you repeat the number? Because it's not going through. I was like, well, it's got to go through. So I was like, well, let me just give you another card. I gave her that card. She said, it's not going through. Can you imagine? I think I gave her like 3 or 4 cards. And I was like, you're not going through. So I called Susan back, and I said, Susan, I ordered the food, but it wouldn't go through. And she goes, are you trying to stop my blessing? I'm trying to pay for the food now. You're not supposed to pay for it. But see, I didn't know that. But I was just trying to order the food to pay for it. But she wanted to pay for the food. So that's why my cards wouldn't go through. Isn't that something, how it just blew me away? And then this is the revelation of it all. My sister who was with me, she said, I want friends like that.
Awesome. It ministered to her.
Yeah, it ministered to her big time. And I said, well, she's not my friend. She's my sister.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but penetrated her to, you know, and listen to this, America. You can be doing ministry, a church, let's say church, because people, I think it's a big difference between church and ministry. People get caught up in the doing church, and they have their sisterhoods. They think it's sisterhoods. Mm. They think. Okay. But anyway, I'm just talking about who I'm talking about, like Pastor Betty said.
Okay.
But when you have real sisters that, I love the John the Baptist Jesus moment. That's the moments we have here to where we feel like, oh, let me tie your shoe. Oh, let me tie your shoe. Oh, no, let me tie. I'm not worthy. Oh, no, let me. And we don't do that. But you'll get cut around here.
Yes.
I learned. Yeah. I learned that. That's the first time I ever saw Laura Kelly as a Hispanic lady.
Yes. I sure did.
Because I never saw her like that. But one day she pulled it out on me. And we were outside of the mansion on Park Road. And this was a transition when she wanted to bless me to get my whole lawn done. Can y'all imagine? Yeah, that was very expensive. Okay, so she was trying to do that, and I was like, Laura, no. She said, so are you trying to stop my – I mean, she came out a whole other way. She came out the bag on me.
You know why?
She was like, are you trying to stop my feet? So all of them act like this, okay? So I had learned that I don't want to get cut. So I just let them be them, and then I'm learning to – and then we get into those moments of where we're trying to beat each other.
Yeah.
In the seed and heart. You know what I'm saying? And I love it. So if you are not connected to people like that, ask God, because that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
You ask God to connect you with people who really genuinely love you.
Yeah.
And when love, it's always a gift that comes with love, because that's the attributes of Christ.
That's right.
And that's all I'm trying to say. And I know I went all the way around that to say that, but there was substance in that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you get connected to people who are sold out to the kingdom and who genuinely love you and want to be a blessing, because we always say that we're blessed to be a blessing. So I just thank God for you, Laura, and for Dalit, Susan, Anthony, Vivica, Sherry, Rick Pope, Margaret, all of these people, Apostle Anthony D. Byrne, Pastor Betty Byrne, the King's Haven Worship Center. So if you guys are like kind of, you know, not connected to a ministry, feel free to come by and check us out.
Yes.
2851 Evans Avenue, that's Fort Worth, Texas, 76104.
And I always tell God, thank you, God, because mi familia keeps growing.
And we thank God for that. We do, because we're connected to some mighty men and women of God. And, you know, God, I just see it as God trusting us with one another.
Yes.
That he trusts us to love on each other and be doing life, because that's what we're doing.
Yes.
And we were talking about it's the difference between church and ministry, and it really is, because most people show up for church, they clock in, they clock out. Sunday, they clock in, they clock out Wednesday. Well, what are you doing in between those times? Are you doing ministry? Are you connecting to people? Are you doing life? Because that's what it's all about, and that's ministry. Are you doing outreach? Are you doing inreach?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about each one, reach one.
That's right.
You know, and we have to know that we wake up every day on purpose.
That's right.
for a reason to hear what God is saying to us and who he's directing us to. Because when you see people like Margaret and Martin, and Rick Pope and Laura Kelly's and all of these people that wake up just to be a blessing to the world, they go and pick up people on the street. I mean, really, that's real ministry when you do that. And I salute you guys because I really didn't understand the depth of doing ministry until you guys came in my life. No, really, because we all love the Lord and we're all sold out to the King, but what are you really doing? To magnify the kingdom, you know, and it's all about love because that's that John 3:16, for God so loved that he gave. What are you giving today? You know, because God paid it in full.
Right.
For you and for you and for me and all of us to be able to be about his business.
And if you wake up every morning asking him for divine appointments, because I do every morning, if I'm going to the store, if I'm going to church, he will give you divine appointments.
He will.
The day I woke up and I said, today is going to be another divine appointment, or I was running late coming here, I met you, and look at the divine appointment.
Yeah.
So don't miss out on those divine appointments that God has for not just me or my Lord, Alice, or Anthony, he has it for all of us, all of us.
Why do we just have to ask him?
Mm-hmm.
Because God looks at the heart, you know, and a lot of times we all just going through life as a puppet, you know, going through the motions, and we don't wake up on purpose. We just wake up, but no purpose when we wake up. And when you wake up on purpose, your life is different.
Yes,
and you know it's not about you, you know, because a lot of people are very selfish. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But when you learn how not to be, and let it be about someone else today, and then the next day, and then the next day, and then God makes sure that you are covered.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a guy that was talking about it, and of course, this is kind of pushing it to another dimension, but when you are a person that you wake up and everything is about Christ, it's your seed, your time, your energy, because when you seed, it's not just about money. It's about other attributes of who we are, but he will not only, you know, he reigns on the just and the unjust. So you ain't got to serve God to be blessed. You know what I'm saying? That's just true because that's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. But when you seed and you sow your love, your energy, your time, your money, not only will he make provide, you know, he owns a cattle of 1,000 hills, but he will make sure that you have the right zip code.
That's
okay? Because some people can be in poverty and still be okay. And some people, you can live, see, he's here, that he came that we might have life more abundantly. And I want him to make sure that I'm in the right zip code. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's
I mean, I'm not trying to just be anywhere.
That's right.
I'm a kingdom person. I'm a kingdom doer. And I want to make sure that my zip code is right. Because it makes a difference, you know. And that's just a word of encouragement today, America. And I just pray that you guys take that 2 cents and spend it very wisely. You know, I'm telling you, because they go, little in the hands of God is much. You know, and you have to know that.
Yes.
And how do you know? In your knowing. That's what
that's the best. I know.
Yes. Because as we represent today, the church that we heard today said Jesus Christ will change your life. And he will. He really will, and I know that he's changed my life.
Woo, he changed mine, too. And
every single day. So what are we looking like on our time, Anthony? What you say? So listen, we're going to talk about this art gallery some more. We're not playing today. Yes. So listen, you guys got to come out and see this extraordinary art. It's just beautiful. And get some of this art, put it in your office, put it in your ministries, put it, I'm telling you, blessed to be a blessing.
Yes. Good morning, Rick Pope.
Yes. Good morning, Rick. We love you, Rick and Leslie Pope. You guys are amazing.
Yes.
So amazing. But we really want you guys to understand the depth of what God is doing in this season and the people that he's chosen to become in the limelight. And some of us don't even want the limelight, but hello.
Yes.
God just kind of pushed us out there and said, I need you out front. So that's what's going on with Mr. Jack Ortiz.
Yes.
He's pushing out front, and he wants him to display the gift that he has given him.
Yes.
So we're so excited about that. And
it's this Friday
at
3 o'clock from 3 to 5 here at the mansion.
Yes. So come through the front door, we will swing them wide.
Yes.
Yes. And plus, y'all know how they do. They're going to feed y'all.
Yes.
Y'all better come out.
Have some giveaways.
Yes.
Giveaways.
Yes. You
don't
want to
miss it.
We're so excited about it. And I'm just telling you, this is your season.
Yes.
America, it is your season to shine.
Yes.
Yes, and leave glitter everywhere.
Everywhere.
You go. And we just love it. And speaking of that, I had one of the ladies come in after the conference, and she was telling me, she says, you know what? Wow, that conference was so amazing. She says, I was telling everybody about it. And they were like, why didn't you tell us? She was like, well, we waited until the last minute to go, but they came. And their lives have not been the same since then. So we're also, we want to kind of put that out there, too. We are gearing up for next year's 2019. So if you want to be a vendor at this conference, you better come on board. Let us know. Reach out to us on Facebook. Message us. Let us know, hey, I want to be a vendor at this conference because the vendors did very well. Dalice was a vendor. Did you do great, Dalice? Hey, yes. Because the ground is so fertile and you're connected to people who really have your best interests at heart. Yes, new partners, new. I'm just telling you. Sometimes even in
here, half of City Chapel came.
Oh, what are you talking about? That was so awesome.
Yes.
I mean, those ladies, it was such a
blessing. They did.
We're going to say this, Laura. They turned out the conference. They turned it out and won everything.
Everybody was like, why
are
they saying
win? Because
they told Jesus,
we want to win everything, and they won it.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Wow.
They said this is way too much. And you know what? We were like, last year, the first year that I came, I'm like, we're having it again. Like,
it's
time.
And then I had a lady says, why are y'all doing that every year? Why don't y'all do that every 6 months? I was like, hold it down. Be the glory. We just want to say thank you to our Facebook family, friends, and everyone for listening to our Mornings at the Mansion show. Laura and I, we just thank God for doing life together.
Yes.
And always, Laura came this morning, did a drive-by to help me get the babies ready.
Yes,
she did. She didn't even know it, but that was her assignment.
Yeah, but
awesome, but thank you so much, Laura.
Oh, you're welcome.
For being just Laura Kelly.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome? So, I don't know. I think it's time to sign out. Is it that time? We got 3 minutes. So, listen, we do have another. We're going to talk about our miracle presentation on next week.
Yes.
So, stay tuned for the miracle that took place here. A lot of y'all know and a lot of y'all don't know. So, for y'all that don't know, tune in. For the ones that do know, tune in. Cheer us on.
Yes.
Because we're so excited that God is so on the throne.
On the throne.
He is. And he is still loving on his people.
Yes.
And he's still manifesting everything that he said he would. And he is true to his promise.
Yes, he is.
And promise is. And just be mindful, 3,573. Okay. Yes, and we're standing on them. And I just thank God for you guys. And it really makes a difference to know that you guys are out there watching us and engaging and loving what God is saying in this season for each and every one of us.
And we love y'all so much.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in. Share the video.
Please.
And if you ever need prayer or want to get involved in outreach or anything, give us a call or text us or Facebook me, and I will connect you somewhere.
Please believe me. Look for the green van. doing life. I love it. I was telling people, if you want a shirt, catch Mark. She's in the green van. Excited. Yeah, she ride with gifts and bags. It's so awesome to see somebody that just had a spirit of love like that. That wants to, and she's not just saying, I'm blessed to be a blessing. She really is. And she walks it out. And Laura, I'm telling you, such a great example for a kingdom-minded person. You really are. And I thank God for you. because my life has not been the same.
Mine too.
Yes. So we thank God for that.
And for all God's just enlarging our family.
He is. And our territory.
And our territory.
So come out to the art show. Mr. Jack Martinez, and I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed.
Yes.
So we hope to see you guys on Friday at 3. Okay? Get here at 2:30. Get here at 2:30 so y'all can see the ribbon and be in the pictures.
Yes.
Okay? The cutting. Yes. Okay? So y'all come by. We love you. And we will see you next Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Mornings at the Mansion show. Love y'all.
Love y'all.